This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, because I try to supply some information sometimes that some of you may find helpful, I've decided to put together a primer on how to prepare for an FBI visit in the early a.m. Like I said, I'm just trying to help. Now, it's clear the FBI has no interest in students as threatening to shoot up a school like Nicholas Cruz, or team doctors who assault underage gymnasts like Larry Nassar, or crackheads illegally possessing guns, Hunter Biden. Now, if you're a criminal, a pervert, or a Democrat, or some combination of the three, the Phoebes won't be busting your door down at 3 in the morning and dragging you out into the street in your tidy-whities. The folks at the Bureau has been busting lately with great fanfare and occasionally a CNN news crew in tow are a different sort altogether. People who vote Republican, Trump supporters, parents concerned about the crap taught in public schools, and Catholic abortion activists. Those who the rogue FBI want to embarrass, take down, and ruin, that's who they want to do. So here's a list of things you can do to limit the damage when the FBI eventually comes for you. When the Phoebes go after enemies of the deep state, they like to surround the house. That always looks impressive on TV. So you'll need two dogs on long chains, one in the front yard and one in the back. German shepherds are a good choice for deterrence, but Shih Tzus are better if it's merely about making a lot of noise. Besides, the German shepherd is such a noble breed. Why would we waste that? Because when the bent cops come in, first of all, they're inherently cowards, so they want no part of big, nasty dogs or even an ankle biter. But the FBI raiders parked in front of your home will either have to wait for animal control to show up, giving you time to shower and put on a nice outfit for the perp walk, or the gutless thieves will shoot your dogs, at the very least alerting you to as to what's happening. You could put up some door signs. There's two ways you can do or go with door signs. If you're resigned to getting busted, put up a sign saying, "The door's open, please don't bust it down." And perhaps you'll be lucky and the lead thief will simply use the doorknob. Obfuscation is another way to go. You could try, "We love Joe Biden, he's not a useless vegetable." The Phoebes, at least the ones running the show, take their marching orders from old Crusty Joe, and perhaps they'll forego having you kneel down on your front lawn while they cuff you. When they get there, you could try being a very good host. Now, like any other flatfoot, a Phoebe loves a good cup of Joe and a French cruller. Before going to bed at night, make sure you've adequately supplied with Dunkin' Donuts products. There won't be time to go when you start hearing the sirens and the whirring blades of the helicopters. As the Bureau stormtroopers break down your front door, totally ignoring your door's open sign, offer each one of them a hot coffee and a tasty treat. Faced with this kind of kindness, maybe they'll eschew the new FBI custom of rifling through the lady of the house's underwear drawer. Now, one thing we do know from our, interactions with other people, flattery always helps. Although the FBI agents busting you are amoral partisan creeps on par with the Gestapo, they're still human. Tell them how good they look in their FBI emblazoned windbreakers. Ask them without smirking about all those terrorist plots they foiled that nobody knows about. Have a framed photo of a smiling James Comey in the downstairs bathroom. Tell them you think Lisa Page is pretty freaking hot, anything to keep them from slapping you and your loved ones around. Now, if you have children, you may want to think about giving them some Benadryl or something. Your kids will be traumatized for life after watching their unshaven, beer-bellied dad hanging out in his boxes on Channel 5 News. So always have a bottle of Xanax or Valium handy for when the feds unexpectedly visit. And make sure your kids know the right dose to take, in case you and your spouse have already been hogtied on the living room floor. A list of psychologists should be posted in plain sight, ideally professionals within walking distance, since you're likely to be spending significant time in the slammer. And the sooner your children start therapy after the trauma of watching the FBI goons attack their home and family, the better. You could change your race. In the eyes of the FBI, the BLM miscreants burning down cities, spitting on cops, and attacking innocent people is fine. It's these pesky white supremacists that the thieves are after. And if you're unfortunate enough to be of Caucasian lineage, you fit that threat assessment perfectly. So when the federal SWAT team comes crashing into your front hall, give them the Black Power salute, chant Black Lives Matter, and tell them you're somewhere between 164th and 1024th African American, and you've got Benjamin Crump on speed dial. Have a framed photo of Lloyd Austin hanging in the living room to add authority to your claim. Might work. Now, despite all the preparations that I have suggested, when the rogue FBI comes, I'm knocking at your door. You're screwed. With the help of deep state judges and the fake news media, the FBI will happily ruin you, your family, your finances, and your reputation. And all for having the wrong political views. The only truly effective way to avoid getting an FBI jackboot placed firmly upon your neck is to vote every deep state Democrat and rhino out of office this November. That's the start of reining in the now thoroughly disgraced agency. And the end of the FBI as it currently exists will come when you vote Donald Trump into office November 2024. Because the Donald is famous for settling scores, and I, for one, can't wait to see this one settled. I might say more, but I hear some crashes happening at the front door and some siren, flashing lights outside and sirens and such. We'll have to wait on this. Now, on one hand, when I thought about this, I tried to lace it a little bit with a little bit of humor. But this is what's happening. That's what makes good humor is basing it on reality. Sending an FBI SWAT team after Roger Stone, really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We didn't send FBI teams after Richard Nixon when he resigned. When he resigned. Not when he left office. He was allowed to... Everything a president keeps, by the way, is referred to as presidential papers. It doesn't matter what they keep. It's always been that way. Classified today means declassified tomorrow. Nothing stays classified. In time... All of that stuff goes down. It just becomes paper. Maybe sometimes redacted paper, but it all becomes paper. And the fact that they went after the Donald for his presidential papers just to try to make, just to make a crime that they could find him guilty of so that he can't run again because they're just so absolutely terrified of him. I sit back and I think about when he comes in. Because the one thing about Donald is that he is a counterpuncher. He is not, and he's not afraid to counterpunch. He's not afraid to get in there and mix it up with you. And that's what the problem is. He will not go quietly into that good night. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, you once believed the FBI was an incorruptible agency, untainted by local or indeed any politics. As a young lad from 1965 to 1975, there was a TV show called The FBI where it showed us TV viewers a successful, honest FBI. The FBI was never that good, and today's news stories signal that it's completely awful. And here's some more information about the Philadelphia raid, along with other negative FBI news. Number one, Jack Cashel wrote about the FBI's over-the-top arrest of Mark Houck, a pro-life activist, who pushed an abortion activist last year because the man was aggressive around his 12-year-old son. The man filed a now-dismissed civil suit, but that wasn't enough for the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Sent two dozen heavily armed FBI agents to arrest Houck in front of his seven panicked children. When contemplating the extremism here, we've now learned that the alleged victim filed a civil claim only after the Philadelphia police, the district attorney, refused to charge Houck. The court dismissed that complaint because he repeatedly failed to show up in court. But there's more. After Houck received a letter telling him the U.S. attorney was investigating him, the officer refused to return his calls. So through his attorney at the time, he tried to contact the U.S. attorney's office to discuss the case, but never received a response. The next time they heard anything was Friday morning when the FBI conducted the raid. Would you be surprised to learn that the FBI is abusing the Constitution to persecute January 6ers? And, you know, to persecute people like Houck. And that's just one of the charges whistleblower and Special Agent Stephen M. Friend has leveled at his employer. Friend said one of his many concerns is that the FBI is using SWAT teams to arrest January 6th defendants facing misdemeanor charges, violating the Bureau's Domestic Investigations and Operations Guide, and creating a potentially unsafe encounter. There are active criminal investigations on J6 subjects in which I am listed as the case agent, but have not done any investigative work, he wrote in the complaint. Additionally, my supervisor has not approved any paperwork within the file. J6 task force members are serving as affiants on search and arrest warrant affidavits for subjects whom I have never investigated or even interviewed, but am listed as the case agent. That is very problematic in and of itself. As more icing on the corrupt case, it appears that Facebook is working with the FBI to suppress any posts and private messages regarding Friend's allegations. Number three, the FBI is alleged to have misled a judge to authorize the wrongful seizure of $86 million in cash and valuables from 1,400 safe deposit boxes in a bank vault in Beverly Hills and is now refusing to return the money. The privacy invasion was vast when FBI agents drilled and pried their way into 1,400 safe deposit boxes at the U.S. Private Vault store in Beverly Hills. They rummaged through personal belongings of a jazz saxophone player, an interior designer, a retired doctor, a flooring contractor, two Century City lawyers, and hundreds of others. They took photos and videos of pay stubs, password lists, credit cards, a prenuptial agreement, immigration and vaccination records, bank statements, heirlooms, and a will, court records show. In one box, they found cremated human remains. 18 months later, newly unsealed court documents show that the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in L.A. got their warrant for the raid by misleading the judge who approved it. Turns out they didn't tell the judge that they intended to seize everything from any box with $5,000 or more in cash or goods. The lawsuit is necessary because the FBI now refuses to return the stuff they seized. And if this reminds you of the lies told to spy on Carter Page, giving it access to Trump's own communications, it should, because the agency has gone totally rogue. Many people are familiar with the phrase that power corrupts. That's an abridged version. When Lord Acton actually wrote to Bishop Mandel in 1877, power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely. We live in a very high-tech, highly partisan era. It really looks as if the FBI has acquired absolute power and is absolutely corrupt. When the Republicans regain Congress and the White House, they have to investigate, and They have to curb the excesses. And that means if they do away with it, bye-bye. So long. One thing that I found interesting right now is I'm segueing and going all the way across the country into the world, into Eastern Europe. Vladimir Putin has decided to mobilize because the war in Ukraine is not going the way he thought it was going to go. So they're going to call up some 300,000 people, or trying to anyway. And now they're having to deploy security forces to one Russian border as young men are trying to run away from the mobilization order that would send them to war in Ukraine. And the FSB, which is the KGB, it's just a new thing, the new name, acknowledged it had sent an armored personnel carrier to a border crossing in North Ossetia between Russia and Georgia, where young men are trying to leave the country before being called up to fight. The deployment comes as flights out of the country have been sold out for days despite record-breaking prices. Now, the FSB denied it was looking for draft dodgers at the border and implied instead they were there for crowd control. For this purpose only, the armored personnel carrier is moving there, but it is not moving to set up a checkpoint. It is, roughly speaking, a reserve just in case the reservists want to break through the checkpoint and leave the country without completing any border formalities. And this crossing, like many in the country, was jam-packed full of Russians trying to leave. Russian online search provider Yandex showed a 10-mile traffic jam on the road leading up to the border on Monday. The FSB source said the border crossing is operating as usual. No restrictions on the exit of male citizens of military age have been introduced. However, the Kremlin plans to close the border to military age men. Independent Russian outlet Medusa cited a Kremlin insider Sunday when they reported plans to require exit visas this week for international travel. I'm telling you, freedom. Freedom is one of those things that everybody seeks. Every human seeks it. It doesn't matter if you live in a communist country like this all fascist Russia is or whatever. Freedom is always what everybody seeks. And conscription into war, well, expect that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Hurricane Ian is now considered a major hurricane.
It is going to kick up a lot of water as it comes in, and you're going to end up with really significant storm surge. You're going to end up with really significant flood events.
The storm expected to hit Florida's Gulf Coast Wednesday after passing the Florida Keys later tonight. The latest update from the National Hurricane Center says the Category 3 storm currently has maximum sustained winds of near 120 miles per hour. The Fed has been steadily raising interest rates to combat inflation, but many market observers worry what the Fed is doing will cause a recession. Congress's deadline to approve government funding and avoid a partial government shutdown is coming up fast. The federal government will run out of money on Friday unless Congress acts. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. New York Magazine is suddenly realizing that the Republicans are going to retake the House of Representatives in the midterm election. And they're not very happy. They just ran a piece titled, "The MAGA House Will Make the Tea Party Look Tame." And we get this little beauty in the article. If the Tea Party was rightfully derided as a hard-right recalcitrant bloc with no serious interest in governing, the 2022 House Republican majority could make that era of instability almost seem almost quaint in comparison. Instability. The panic is so thick I can taste it, and it tastes like filet. Title is correct, and the quote, reeking with their utter disdain for Republicans, even illustrates how we got here. But the article didn't ask the most important question. See, there's so many questions that always go unasked. The important question is if conservatives are getting less tame, why is that? It's because the bureaucratic overlords and their Democrat sponsors are still not listening to the grievances of a large and growing number of Americans. This created the Donald. It will be the reincarnation, possibly, of the Donald. Barack Obama was supposed to be our first post-racial president. His election and his re-election should have proved that we were moving past our racist history. He even promised us a unifying administration if elected, and we took the bait and gave him a chance. And he delivered divisiveness and uncontrolled borders, worldwide apologies for America, and started us down the path of annual trillion-dollar deficits. We had concerns and wanted to talk. The Lightbringer's response was, the election is over. So in other words, I won, you lost, no more discussion is necessary, deal with it. And with this, Barack Obama triggered the formation of the Tea Party. The Tea Party started as a grassroots movement to push back against the leftist fiscal policies that would enslave our children to a mountain of debt. And it was a peaceful movement. They held rallies and protests all over America. Everyone was welcome. There was no violence or vandalism. Rallygoers even picked up their trash at the end of every gathering. They unapologetically loved America and would do nothing to sully her. Did Obama and his leftist elites bother to talk to the Tea Party about their grievances? No. Instead, they called the Tea Party racist. They claimed the Tea Party was a bunch of radical extremists. Then Obama weaponized the IRS to attack the Tea Party supporters with abusive audits and denied their organizations the nonprofit status the tax code said they were entitled to. The constitutional rights of the Tea Party supporters were under assault. As these attacks escalated, they morphed into a movement for constitutional adherence, government accountability, and America First. MAGA was born, but it wasn't named yet. And then Donald Trump came down the golden escalator. He didn't create Make America Great Again. Make America Great Again drafted him. And he agreed to fight for constitutional conservatives and gave their movement a name, Make America Great Again. How very radical. The movement needed an unapologetic standard bearer to represent them. Their own George Patton. Donald Trump became that guy. Did the Democrats and our bureaucratic overlords bother to hear their grievances then? No, they weaponized the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the CDC, and the NIH. They used swamp operatives to taint an election. They accused anyone with concerns about the election of being seditious and insisted that they be punished. They not only remained unwilling to talk to conservatives, they worked to use the power of government to crush all dissenting speech. And now we have President returned to normalcy in the Oval Office. Unfortunately, normalcy turns out to be American hostages sacrificed to the Taliban, inflation at a 40-year high, recession, and open borders. The government has been further weaponized against its own citizens and is attacking our freedom of speech, right to assembly, right to self-defense, freedom from unreasonable search, right to due process, and freedom from cruel and unusual punishment. Has this tamed the conservatives? No. The list of grievances is growing by the day. Are the leftists and their Democrat enablers ready to talk yet? No. Not in the least. Instead, our president is now calling anyone with whom he disagrees fascist. I'm sorry, semi-fascist. The DOJ is using extra-legal intimidation to silence dissent. The FBI is now investigating U.S. citizens as threats to national security because they dared to disagree with the government-approved narrative. Does the left expect any of this to tame the MAGA movement? If so, they aren't as smart as they think they are. Those opposing a socialist takeover of America are becoming less tame every day. And it's all the fault of the Democrat Party and the leftists who have aligned itself with. We wanted to talk politely when Barack Obama broke every campaign promise he had made. That's the way we are. We want to be polite. We want to be nice. And we were told to shut up. We raised our voices with the Tea Party. Rather than hear us, they called us every vile name they could think of. Now we're peacefully shouting through a MAGA megaphone. And are they willing to talk yet? No. Instead, they've sent their public servants from the government to attack our freedom, prosperity, and civil liberties. And yet, New York Magazine has the chutzpah to complain that we're becoming less tame. And they don't even see the iron. And who are they to be talking to us about we're tame? Are we some sort of barnyard animal that has been broken? Were they trying to break us like a horse? So a MAGA House of Representatives, they would be less tame than a Tea Party House? I sincerely hope so. I hope they roll in bloodthirsty. I hope they roll in and completely disassemble certain things that are in place. I hope they repurpose the January 6th hearing. I hope that they weaponize the funding process. We need a full accounting of the Americans left behind in Afghanistan as what is being done to get them out. We need to know who in the CDC and the NIH were complicit in the lies about COVID. And every single one of them needs to learn what an unemployment line looks like. Justice is no longer the business of the Department of Justice. So given that they have gone past their purpose and exceeded their reach, they should be dealt with. The FBI needs to be dissolved, and the DOJ needs to be radically overhauled, if not dissolved. We need to return to fiscal sanity. And we have to bring this overreaching federal government to heel. And this is the moment where there's a chance for things to actually, you know, level off. We're still shouting louder every day. The discontent hasn't turned into a fight yet, and it doesn't need to. But we're long past the need to be polite, to be reasonable, to be undemanding. And this whole idea that we're not tame anymore? I sincerely hope not. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. California seems to fancy itself a bellwether for the rest of the country. Not content to ban all gasoline-powered cars by 2035, the California Air Resource Board upped the ante last week by decreeing that no new natural gas space and water heaters were to be sold after 2030, and also proposed that all big rig trucks must go electric. Not to be outdone, John Deere wants farmers to switch to electric tractors and combines. I sit back and I look at all these guys jumping on the electric vehicle bandwagon. And I see what it is, because these things are obscenely expensive. And I mean, you know, you're talking about 500,000 tons of minerals and ores and everything that have to be mined just to make one 1,000-pound battery for a car. What's it going to be like for a truck? What's it going to be like? And I mean, what's going to be left? What's going to be left of the earth that we're trying to protect if we mine all of it? As we head for the electric vehicle insanity. And now John Deere wants to get in on it. I just bought a John Deere ball cap. I guess I'll have to throw it away. A close friend, Mr. Royal Brown writes, a close friend farms over 10,000 acres of corn in the Midwest. The property is spread out over three counties. His operation is a partnership farm with John Deere. He recently received a phone call from his John Deere representative, and they want the farm to go to electric tractors and combines in 2023. He currently has five diesel combines that cost $900,000 each that are traded in every 3 years. Also, over 10 really big tractors. John Deere wants them to go all electric soon. He said, okay, I got some questions. How do I charge these combines when they are three counties away from the shop in the middle of a cornfield in the middle of nowhere? How do I run them 24 hours a day for 10 or 12 days straight when the harvest is ready and when the weather is coming in? How do I get a 50,000-pound plus combine that takes off the width of the entire road back to the shop 20 miles away when the battery goes dead? There was dead silence on the other end of the phone. Let's convert freight rail and ocean container shipping from diesel to electric as well. Kent Moss's recent American Thinker blog laid out the hidden truths behind electric cars, including the massive amount of mining required to manufacture the batteries, which must be replaced every 3 to 5 years, and which cannot be recycled. To rehash that, to manufacture each EV auto battery, the following material must be processed. 25,000 pounds of brine for the lithium, 30,000 pounds of ore for the cobalt, 5,000 pounds of ore for the nickel, 25,000 pounds of ore for copper. All told, they have to dig up 500,000 pounds of the Earth's crust for just one battery. So, as a rule of thumb, each pound of ore for metals or brine for lithium yields about 1/1,000th of a pound of cobalt, lithium, nickel, etc. Electrify, you would think that, you know, just doing the math. If you're going to sit there and do the math and sit out there, we've got to save the Earth. Electrifying the world's transportation would entail an unsustainable amount of mining. And even if that were not the case, this country will not blanket the landscape with the unending expanses of windmills and solar panels, which would be required to electrically power all of these grandiose schemes. There'd be nothing left. No surface. Once the phase out of the internal combustion engine is too far underway to be easily reversed, we will inevitably be told that we must learn to live with less. Fewer cars, boats, ATVs, appliances, snowmobiles, heat, air conditioning, lawns, food, water, name it. The only rational conclusion is that the goal is not to get us into electrical cars, but to get us out of our own cars as much as possible and into public transportation, bicycles, scooters, walking shoes, and high-density urban housing. But I know you're concerned about this. Don't be. Our elite bettors will be okay. And as the Great Reset boys like to say, you'll own nothing, eat bugs, and be happy, so shut up and pay your taxes. Electric cars can be fun and exciting with instantaneous torque and slick designs, but in the long run, we will all fare better if we refuse to buy electric vehicles. We can seriously disrupt these electric lunatic woke plans by not going along with them. Refusing to cooperate also means not voting Democrat, and all Democrats up and down the line are backbencher drones who dare not utter a peep of disapproval as they vote for, or at least acquiesce to, every egregious policy demanded by Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, and the host of Obama handlers. They currently run the country. But we are being shown the way at the moment, because in Europe, well, they've decided they've had enough of this, because they've been going this way for a while, too. And since they don't have pesky things like constitutions and Bill of Rights, well, they've gone there faster. And several ruling pro-globalist European coalitions have lost control of their nation's respective governments in elections over the past several weeks. Those would be the Democrat types, the progressive types, making a major victory for some of the continent's more right-of-center political parties. And on Sunday, Italian voters elected their most conservative government in decades, putting Giorgia Meloni, the leader of the Brothers of Italy party, on track to become the nation's first female prime minister. And this is from The Times, a UK-based outlet. Partial results place the Brothers of Italy on 26%, making it the leading party with Meloni's allies, Matteo Salvini, 49, the leader of the League, on 9%, and Silvio Berlusconi's Forza Italia on 8%. The coalition's combined share of more than 40% is likely to translate into majorities in both houses of parliament thanks to electoral law, which benefits party alliances. So what this means is the Italians have gotten sick of this nonsense. While speaking with a crowd of supporters in Rome, Meloni noted that the election results demonstrate that Italians want a center-right government led by Brothers of Italy, and that her party will govern for all with the aim of uniting the country. She said the situation Italy and the EU head for is particularly complex and needs the contribution of all of us, requiring a serene atmosphere with reciprocal cooperation. And the biggest ambition we have in life is for Italians to be proud again of being Italian, of unfurling the tricolored flag. Throughout the election cycle, she campaigned on the slogan, God, Homeland, and Family, and has been a staunch defender of the Christian nuclear family. In a predictable fashion, our corporate media has gone into overdrive to label Meloni and Italy's new governing coalition as far-right and even fascistic. and NBC wrote it up, and they mentioned fascism or used the term fascism 16 times. Headline from the Washington Post read, Italy election results set up first far-right government since Benito Mussolini. CNBC reads, far-right leader Giorgia Meloni on course to win power in Italy. Meloni and her party's success in Italy is not the only instance of European voters rejecting failed globalist policies at the ballot box this year. Earlier this month, Sweden's populist right-wing leader declared victory in the country's nationwide elections, and leftist Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson resigned from office. And we get this from the AP. Populist Sweden Democrats leader Jimmy Åkesson declared victory for the four-party bloc. He said his party would be a constructive and driving force in the work of rebuilding safety in Sweden. He said it was time to put Sweden first. As they have regarding Italy, left-wing rags like the Washington Post and the New York Times have gone out of their way to label Sweden's election outcome as a win for the far right. Sweden has been particularly hit hard by immigration, by Islamic immigration. When they talk about making Sweden safer again, that's what they're talking about. Because there's some things that happen in Sweden that you don't ever see. Coming up next, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.